Thank you. sandali, bukas na niya ako ng euro.
Oh. Thank you. got these little plastic things in my ears that relay what Casey and Lur are playing as well as myself. But you look very enthusiastic, and I bet what you're saying is very profound and quite entertaining. By the way, I have my little extension microphone. I can put it out there and hear exactly what you're saying. Because that's me. I'm a man of the people. I want to know what the hell you're thinking. That's pretty cool. Bass player, man of the people. I'm excited about this whole bottle rock thing, as I mentioned early on in the program, because it means, you know, we've got a little something else that we can share with the world here in Uptown. Right now, what we're going to share with you is that guy right there, old Lur Lalonde, old Stripey Lalonde right there.
Sabo off air and charisma, and he's ready to ooze that Sabo off air and charisma all of us, each and every one of you ballers. Listen to me, baby. Lur,
what are you sporting this evening as far as 6 string piece furniture? What do you got there?
It's a beautiful 1903 Fender Telecaster.
There you go. So what he's going to do is he's going to wiggle his fingers like a bastard on that there. And those of you that remember our very, very, very first record, which was recorded many moons ago. And it's his job to emphasize that point with the wiggling of his fingers on his string piece of Telecaster furniture. Thank you. Hilltop Drive-In. Be some of them. That I grew up in the East Bay, and I have relatives all around this region, and a fellow by the name of Leslie Edward Simone, otherwise known as Papa to us, we in the family, he is my grandfather, who I was named after. Leslie Edward Claypool, he's Leslie Edward Simone, my mother's father. He passed away this morning at 5 a.m. Those of you that are in the Primus know might remember him as the character that played, the fellow that played Tommy the Cat in the Tommy the Cat video. That was his granddad. I He's a good looking fella. But anywho, he passed on this morning around 5 a.m. And, you know, he was 84. He went into the hospital and thought he had pneumonia, and he ended up having a minor heart attack. And they said, hey, you know, we can put you on his kidneys weren't working right. They put you on dialysis, and we can do this surgery, and you can last another year. And he was like, you know, I'm 84. I've had a good run. I don't want to go on any of these machines. Just take me home. I love to finish out my days. So we all went up over the past few days and you know, said our farewells. And this morning he went. He had a great day yesterday, hanging out with some friends and relatives and eating lasagna and whatnot. So when I was a kid, he used to have this old Plymouth. It was a 39 Plymouth. I thought it was a 43 Plymouth, but he reminded me the other day that it was a 39 Plymouth. And had a rumble seat, and we'd cruise around in the back of this thing, me and Janice, who's my aunt, and there was a song that was a favorite song of his that I'm gonna do for you right now by myself. Nigh as many as the ones a while ago. Fired once more in British winter, down the Mission Pesco for the rate.
Thank you.
Awesome.